Here we are, stage 7, final event, BPT, MLF Fantasy Fishing is here, and they're going to Saginaw Bay on Lake Huron, and will it be largies or smallies? Largies, super abundant, easy to catch, a little bit harder to get those upper end, high teen, low 20 bags, smallmouth, bigger runs, harder to find those big ones, but when you do, it seems like that's the way you win, stage 7. Saginaw Bay. Let's take a little peek at the leaderboards, as this is your last chance to win prizes in the leagues or in the Beat Hellebass League. Overall, looks like I'm over 400 pounds behind the leaders for the BPT Fantasy Fishing Game. Looks like Cody W. sitting in a pretty good spot in the Beat Hellebass League. Still about 300 pounds. Mark Blackstad sitting good. Rusty Scapano, Matt Pride looking to chase him down with one event left. Looking to get that Super K Jigs gift card. This is the final event coming up here beginning of August. We can also get a winner in the prediction game, and we'll look at that in just a second. If you don't want to wait, you just want to get yourself some Made in USA hand-tied, Made in Wisconsin swim jigs designed to snatch bass, you can use the code HELLABASS15 right here, and there'll be a link down in the description and the pinned comment to get you to Super K Jigs, and you can check them out. You got until August 1st, Tuesday early in the morning, to get your fantasy fishing picks in, and then just a day or two after that to get your predictor picks in. I'm going to target smallie anglers for this event. Largemouth will probably play. We'll get some checks cash. But the people that are going to get top 10s and win, I think are going to be fishing primarily smallmouth. Now, over a six-day event, will they get out there with the wind, the big water? That will be what we will watch for. Should make this a slightly more interesting event to watch on live if you like to watch MLF BBT live, because you'll have some people probably fishing largemouth and some smallmouth, so it won't all just be like out in the middle of the lake, spinning rods, live scope. You'll see some guys fishing for largemouth and things like that as well. I'm going to go Wheeler. Wheeler in the hunt. We're going to find out if Wheeler, Defoe, or Becker can chase down Alton Jones Jr. in this event for the AOI. Same reason we're picking Wheeler, we're taking Dakota Bear. I know he spent some time pre-practicing here. Justin Lucas, pretty good on the Great Lakes, smallmouth fisherman. We're going to pick KVD because it's the last time we're ever going to be able to pick KVD for fantasy fishing from what sounds of it. He's retiring after this event, so this is the last event. So kind of a tribute, KVD, we're going to pick you. And you're supposedly good at catching smallmouth and you're from Michigan, so you should do all right. And then for my over 40 pick, we're going Bertrand. He had a good event at St. Clair. Back it up. Let's see if he can get it done on the sag. Group B, Alton Jones Jr., he's the AOI leader. Also had a good event at St. Clair. He's got a bunch of these like geekrack baits. He's hanging on drop shots. They should catch him here on Saginaw Bay as well. Matt Becker, he's in the hunt. So we got all the top 3-4 anglers, except Rod Defoe, picked. Because I don't trust Odd in the smallmouth. But he'll probably do all right in largemouth. And then Jordan Lee, coming off a win, feeling good. Got his drop shot dialed. Adrian Avina, I don't know. Going with some chalky chalk here, favorites. And then for my below 40 pick, Cody Meyer. Had an okay event at St. Clair. Knows how to use a spinning rod. He's actually fishing in lacrosse as we record this video right now. So he's staying sharp, catching bass, cashing checks, keeping that momentum, going into Saginaw Bay. Tiebreaker, biggest weight, final day, winning weight for the winner. Their big bag, 22 pounds, 2 ounces. That's about what it was taken at the MPFL for the final day winning weight. And so if you want a little question about weights and how fish were caught, you can go back and catch out some of that National Professional Fishing League event that was just like a week or two ago that Trent Palmer won. Let's slide on over to the predictor. You got till August 3rd to get your predictor picks in. Final leaderboard check-in. Overall, I'm 128. I'm 9 points back. Jeff C., the overall leader, looks like he's got a handful of people at 23 points looking to chase him down in our Beat Hellebass Predictor League. I'm 18th. In the Beat Hellebass League, also 8 points though back. Ken Stuccio, see if you can pull out the win here. We got a couple people within 1 or 2 points still in the chance. I see you, Chris Russ, channel member, pulling for you. Scott Pitlick, looks like you fell off a little bit this week. Gave up some ground, but these are all the people that are in the final running for that last Super K Jig gift card. Let's get into these picks and pick these predictors live. I haven't looked at these yet, so this will be raw and real. I always remember to hit C more. Which Minn Kota or Suzuki angler will finish highest at stage 7? Much I don't really like Avina, I'm going to pick him here. Top 5 angler of the year standings will be the highest finisher. So I'm going to go Elton. I think he's going to hold it off. I think he's going to lock it down. He's having a season, magical season. Total weight, last angler inside the Toro cut line of the knockout round. So this is the person that... So this is our elimination round. So this is going to be... Okay, so this is during our knockout round. 40 anglers? I don't know. This is so complicated. Can we just word this? Like, can we just say like day 3 or day 4 or something like that? They're going to catch 15 pounds. Biggest bath during the championship round. So final 10. Soft plastic. You got to think it's going to be a drop shot. How many total baths over 4 pounds? 5 baths limit. Knockout round. So knockout round, I think, has 40 anglers fishing for 10 spots. I don't know. Let's face it. I'm blowing this. I really haven't spent enough time on it this year. How many anglers record a one-day total weight, 5 bass limit of 16 pounds or more during the championship round? I think 7 of them. It's going to be not quite as awesome as some of these others, but it's going to be pretty good.